everyone. Larry the Cucumber here.
With Bob the Tomato.
And Petunia Rhubarb. And we're on location at a demolition site right next door to our podcast studio.
They're about to tear down a big old building.
Bob, Larry, look up. Do you see the wrecking ball?
Whoa! That thing is huge and heavy.
Here it goes.
Woo-hoo! Oh my goodness!
That was awesome!
I've never seen a wrecking ball actually wreck a whole building before.
I wonder what they're going to build in its place.
I hope it's one of those wooden shacks that sells balls of ice and sugar water.
Yeah, a snow cone stand?
Yeah, that's the thing.
I hope it's a panini cafe.
A panini cafe?
I don't know. I've just always sort of liked paninis, I guess. I think it's the little lines on the bread.
Well, whatever it is, they sure tore down that old building in a hurry.
The wrecking ball was like, kapush! And the bricks went, so awesome.
You know what else has the power to tear down, Larry?
Jackhammers. I love jackhammers. They're all like, it's so cool.
Not quite what I was gonna say, but yeah, jackhammers do tear down.
What about power drills?
I love power drills. They're all
also true, but I was gonna say words.
Words?
Yeah, words. Unkind words can tear people down, like a wrecking ball.
Ah, but good, encouraging words can also build people up.
Exactly.
I see what you're doing, Petunia. Building others up. That's the theme of our podcast today.
You're right, Larry. And we've got an exciting show ahead. Mr. Lunt will be doing some more animal translations.
I'm sure a real-life kid will call in. And as always...
Can I tell him, Bob?
Sure.
A surprise guest!
You got it. Stay tuned, everybody.
Can you believe it? That whole building is just... gone.
And now they're building something new.
Look at all those big trucks pulling up. I wonder what's inside.
Somebody's getting out of that truck.
Not somebody, some Flurry. Dr. Flurry at your service. I'm still working on my catchphrase.
Dr. Flurry!
Hello, my fellow vegetables.
What are you doing here, Dr. Flurry?
I am helping with the building project.
Wow, can you tell us what it's going to be?
I am not allowed to say. It is super maximum top secret.
Ooh.
But I can say that it will be built in record time thanks to my latest invention.
So, what's your latest invention?
I thought you would never ask. You know, because of the long pause. Oh, shovel! I call it the Structural High Output Vertical Elevating Lifter, or SHOVEL for short. It's an acronym.
Ooh!
What does SHOVEL do?
It just so happens to be particularly good at digging in the ground for extended periods of time.
Can we see?
That's a premium feature.
Ooh!
But it also happens to be particularly good at building things up. And is quite fast, if I do say so myself.
Ooh!
Do you think we could get a demonstration?
Sure. What would you like SHOVEL to build? Oh, no problem. That would be a piece of cake. Oh, SHOVEL, come here, please. Now, I just need to write a quick little program. Done. Okay. Go ahead, SHOVEL.
Didn't. It's a snow cone stand.
That's right. It was Bob's idea.
I'm so happy.
Wow, Dr. Flurry. Your shovel robot digs and builds. We can't wait to see what it does next.
Speaking of, if you'll excuse me, I need to get SHOVEL to work.
See you around, Dr. Flurry.
Bye, SHOVEL. I love you.
Larry?
I'm just so excited, Bob.
Guys, I think it's Mr. Lunt. Petunia Rhubarb here.
Petunia, my favorite rhubarb.
I
thought it was you, Mr. Lund.
So where in the world are you calling us from this time?
Right here, Bobby boy.
Mr. Lund!
How did you get here?
Well, due to my extensive experience with animals, I also have been asked to assist with the Super Maximum Top Secret Building Project.
Ooh!
Speaking of which, please allow me to introduce you to two of my animal friends, Bill and Sue.
What? I'm Bill.
And I'm Sue.
They're mockingbirds from Massachusetts.
Massachusetts, huh? I bet you're wicked smart.
I bet you're wicked smart.
Bill, Sue, what part of Massachusetts are you from?
Huh? What part of Massachusetts are you from?
Did I miss something here?
Bill and Sue, are you excited about the building project?
Are you excited about the building project?
Are they mocking us?
Sometimes the mockingbirds get caught in a mocking loop, and it's kind of hard to break them out.
Huh? It's hard to break you out.
Charming.
Look, guys, Dr. Fleury's robot is hard at work.
Wow, that robot really is fast.
Guys, did you see Shovel? It's doing so well. I'm so proud.
That's great, Dr. Fleury.
That is not good.
What happened?
Let me have a look. Uh-oh. It looks like the actuating translocator needs recalibrating.
It looks like you need recalibrating.
Oh, it looks like the computer brain is the problem.
Mark, it looks like your brain is the problem.
Can someone do something about all that mocking? I cannot think.
You can say that again.
Cannot think. Inventor stinks. Cannot think. Inventor stinks.
I cannot think with all this ruckus.
Dr. Fleury, wait. Is there anything we can do to help?
I got to get out of here.
Cannot think. Inventor stinks.
Enough, Bill and Sue. Come on. Let's go look at the dirt or something. Sorry about that, guys. These mockingbirds are extra mocky today.
Bob, did you know mockingbirds actually mocked?
No, I did not.
I didn't like that. Mocking is hurtful.
Yeah, it really tears people down. Like a wrecking ball.
I hope Dr. Fleury is okay.
Hello, Petunia Rhubarb here. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, okay.
Who is it?
It's a real-life kid. His name is David, and he's looking for some advice.
Put him on speakerphone. Let's see if we can help.
David, I'm here with Bob and Larry, and we'd all love to talk to you.
Hi, guys.
Hi, David. We're ready to help however we can.
So my friends are mad at me.
Mad? At you? Why?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. We're all joking around at school and having fun. But then, when I tried to talk to them at lunch, they just got up and left. They wouldn't even talk to me at recess.
Do you remember saying anything that could have upset them?
No, I mean, I don't know. I really have no idea.
So, what did happen?
I was trying to make my friends laugh, so I started to make up funny names for them. At first they laughed, but after a while, they all got mad at me.
Oh, I think I know what happened.
What?
You were calling your friends names?
Yeah, and it was so funny.
But did your friends think it was funny?
Well, I don't remember them laughing.
Ah.
What is it?
Most people don't like being called names, and most people don't like being laughed at.
Oh.
Think of it this way. How would you feel if your friends called you those names?
Well, I never really thought of that, but I guess it wouldn't feel too good.
Yeah, it would feel sort of like you're being torn down, right?
But I don't want to tear my friends down.
Of course not. So instead of tearing them down, build them up.
Build them up?
Yeah, it's easy. Just imagine what you would want your friends to say about you and say those things to them.
You mean like you did really good at your play? Or you're really good at basketball?
Sure, it's as easy as that.
There's even a verse in the Bible about this. 1 Thessalonians 5:11 says, "Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up."
Saying kind, encouraging words to each other is a great way to build each other up.
Okay. I'll give it a shot. Well, thanks, guys. I better go. I got some friends to build up.
Okay.
Bye, David.
Whoa, that's a lot of trucks, Bob.
What could possibly be in all of them?
They're opening their doors.
Look, it's donkeys.
And antelopes.
Oh, and a lion. Exciting.
Wow, this place is turning into a zoo.
Hey, I bet that's it. I bet it's going to be a zoo. How exciting.
I bet you're right, Petunia. Where is Dr. Flurry? He better get busy, or there's going to be a lot of animals without a place to stay.
Hey, speaking of, there's Dr. Flurry, over there.
Hey, Doc, is your shovel robot fixed?
I cannot fix shovel. What if those mockingbirds are right? What if I can't think and my inventions stink?
No, that's not true, Dr. Flurry.
It is. My shovel robot went kaplooey. And you heard the birds. Cannot think. Inventor stinks.
Should we cut to commercial?
Good idea, Larry. And now, a word from our sponsor.
Does the relentless summer heat bog you down?
It's too hot!
Do outdoor tasks like mowing the lawn or trimming the hedges drain your energy? Do you lash out irrationally at your friends and family on those hot summer days?
Don't touch the thermostat!
Introducing Arctic Pants. From the Pants Palace. The only pair of pants with commercial-grade refrigeration technology built right inside. Now you can endure that oppressive summer heat with a winter wonderland right in your pants.
But what happens if my legs get cold?
Do the cold winter months get you down? Does the depressing winter weather rob you of your joy and happiness?
Oh, boy, howdy.
Introducing Toasty Pants. Also from the Pants Palace. The only pair of pants with utility-grade atomic energy built right inside. Now you can endure that depressing winter weather with a nuclear reaction right in your pants.
So no matter what the weather,
we got the pants for you. Visit the Pants Palace today.
Hey kids, want to join real life heroes sharing the good news of Jesus? Then tune in today to Good News Heroes on Unite Radio. Explore stories of missionary heroes like Corrie Ten Boom helping Jews during World War II.
Just yesterday, I saw the Jewish family down the street be arrested as if they were criminals. There's got to be something we can do to help.
Or missionary pilot Nate Saint reaching the Aucas in the jungles of Ecuador.
I hope that someday the airplane will be an important part of telling them about Jesus.
That's not all. Explore the Bible on Good News Devos. What will you explore first? The story of Joseph? The Lord's Prayer? Or maybe the armor of God? Connect to Christ with Unite Radio wherever you listen to podcasts. Search for Unite Radio, that's U-N-I-T-E Radio, or visit cefonline.com/heroes. That's cefonline.com/heroes.
Welcome back to the podcast. While Dr. Flurry enjoys some much-needed alone time, we thought we'd sit down with today's surprise guest.
Woohoo! I love surprise guests!
Who is it, Bob? Who is it?
It's me!
Scooter!
Hello, everybody! It's a good day to be joining you here on your podcast. I was thinking what you laddies and lasses have to say about encouraging words. These are wise words to live by. My brother and I, when we were weeans, used to tease and sometimes call each other names. My mother used to say, "There's a moose loose about this house."
I'm not sure I know what that means.
Aye, well, I don't think you've got the Scot in you, so let me explain. A moose loose is a lot of mess. It means there's a mess to clean up. Put out words that encourage, not make a mess.
A moose loose. I like how that sounds. Moose loose. Moose loose. Moose loose.
You've got it. Maybe there's a wee bit of Scot in there.
I think I get it now, Scooter. Use words that encourage, not that tear down. You know what? I think I know exactly how to get Dr. Flurry back to work and finish the project.
How?
We need to build him up. The best cure for discouragement is encouragement.
Yeah, let's do it!
I'm finished. My work is finished. I can't think. My work stinks.
Dr. Flurry?
Oh, hi, Bob, Larry, Petunia.
Dr. Flurry, you're the best inventor I know.
Yeah, and you've taught me so many awesome, crazy facts. Like that a rabbit's teeth never stop growing.
Oh, yeah. Or that a dentist invented cotton candy.
And remember that time you invented the Storm Shrinker 5000? You saved us all from a terrible storm.
Oh, yeah, I do remember.
Or back when you were a supervillain and you created that crazy freezing machine. That was incredible.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Dr. Flurry, we think you're the absolute best at what you do.
Really?
Yeah, really. Those mockingbirds don't know the first thing about you. But we do. And we know you have what it takes to fix your amazing shovel machine.
I mean, you invented it, so who else could do it?
You know what? You might actually be correct about this.
That's the spirit.
Hand me my atomic magnesis wrench, please. I've got a shovel to fix.
Dr. Flurry, I don't think we have any idea what an atomic magnesis wrench is.
See? Only you can do what you do.
I guess you're right. Hold on, I'll be right back.
So, now what?
Now, we'll listen to one of our favorite songs while Dr. Flurry hopefully fixes his machine.
Great idea. How about the Dance of the Cucumber?
Sí, me gusta that song.
And now it's time for Silly Songs with Larry, the part of the show where Larry comes out and sings a silly song. Larry will be performing the traditional Argentinian ballad, The Dance of the Cucumber, in its original Spanish. Bob the Tomato will translate.
Miren al pepino.
Watch the cucumber. See how he moves. Like a lion chasing a mouse.
Miren al pepino.
Watch the cucumber. Oh, how smooth his motion. Like butter on a bald monkey.
Miren al pepino.
Watch the cucumber.
Los vegetales.
All the vegetables
envy
their friend, wishing to dance as he.
Pepino bailarín.
Dancing cucumber.
Pepino bailarín.
Dancing cucumber.
Pepino bailarín.
Dancing cucumber.
Baila, baila.
Dance, yeah.
Miren el tomate.
Look at the tomato.
No es triste.
Isn't it sad?
Él no puede bailar.
He can't dance.
Pobre tomate.
Poor tomato.
Él desearía poder bailar como el pepino.
He wishes he could dance like the cucumber.
Libre y suavemente.
Free and smooth.
Pero no puede danzar.
But he can't. Okay, stop the music. What do you mean I can't dance? I can dance. Well, what about Uncle Louie's polka party? Didn't you see me dancing at Uncle Louie's polka party?
No comprendo.
No comprendo? I'll show you no comprendo.
Mom, Dad, look over here. Get a picture of me next to the cucumber in authentic Argentinian garb.
Okay, Junior, but we better hurry. I think the dwarves have your mother confused with someone else. Say peas.
Peas.
Escuchen al pepino.
Listen to the cucumber. Hear his strong voice. Like a lion. About to eat.
Escuchen al pepino.
Listen to the cucumber. How sweet his voice. The breath from his throat is like a chorus of little birdies.
Escuchen al
pepino. Listen to the cucumber. All the vegetables envy their friend, wishing to sing as he. Singing cucumber. Listen to the tomato. Isn't it sad?
Él no puede cantar.
He can't sing.
Pobre tomate.
Poor tomato.
Él desearía poder cantar.
He wishes he could sing.
Fuerte y dulce como el pepino.
Strong and sweet like the cucumber.
Pero no puede.
But he can't.
Ni siquiera dar un sorbido.
Can't even whistle. All right, that's it, señor. Come over here and let me sing you a song.
Adios, amigos.
This has been Silly Songs with Larry. Tune in next time to hear Larry sing.
Bob is really angry. I hope he doesn't catch me. It's so hard to run with the sombrero on my head.
Guys, I did it! I fixed the shovel! And it's building again, faster and stronger than ever.
I knew you could do it, Dr. Flurry.
Thanks for building me up, friends. I needed that encouragement.
Wow, look! The building project is almost done.
That's incredible.
It's a beautiful sight. And surprise, we built a zoo.
You know, I think we all had a feeling.
Shovel was even able to dig the polar bears a new home, with ice floats and water and all the necessary polar bear amenities. And you know what? I couldn't have done it without you. When I was feeling torn down, you built me up and encouraged me. You are the best vegetable friends there is.
Aww. Thanks, Dr. Flurry.
And now I have one last surprise.
Ooh, what's that?
Oh, Shovel! Begin building sequence number 4.
Wow, that robot's getting faster by the minute.
Are you serious?
You like?
It's a panini stand.
I heard from a little bird that you like paninis.
Bob, are you the little bird?
maybe so.
You're the best.
Well, kids, that's all the time we have today. Remember that your words have the power to build people up.
Or tear people down.
So choose your words carefully. And also remember, God made you special.
And he loves you very much.
Goodbye.